This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 608, I hope. Yes, I just looked and made sure. Episode 608. Brian Kilby is off on a ham job this week, so I'm hosting. And everything of value was lost. No, actually, we have a pretty good show this week because we actually had a dump of fairly relevant news just this afternoon instead of on Thursday or sometimes Friday, as typically happens. But we'll get to that soon.
Or basically 1 minute after we stop broadcasting.
Sometimes, yeah. Although, then we're usually on doing after show, so we can kind of, you know, fake it and, like, roll out an extra kind of organically. So that's not as big of a deal. But yeah, once we've all disbanded for the night, then it becomes a problem. So we have some other absences this week. Rob is not here. John DeLune is gone. Melvar is having internet troubles, as he always is. So we are joined by Eric, who's filling some space this week for us.
Hello.
We have, of course, Headmaster Don, who barely ever misses a show.
Hey, everybody.
Then there's Diecast, who we can't miss if he won't go away.
That's true.
And doing all the heavy lifting of production and streaming for us is Jason Kirk.
Hi.
Yes. Well done.
He's delighted to be here.
Profound. Compelling.
I try.
I'm sort of pulling a J.D. Church this week for people who remember old episodes of Superhero Time. I've got some severe weather going on overhead, but I'm probably not going to disappear to the sound of a tornado siren running in the background as I leave my microphone open to unnerve everyone. True story, by the way.
Yes.
I miss J.D.
Of course, J.D. was in Oklahoma City, so that was kind of like...
To be, you know, be expected, yeah.
It's like, we've gone 6 days now, 20. Oh, change to zero.
6 days? Try 6 hours. Okay, so, let's see. We've started doing the RFC Daily again, or I should say Kilby has. He's sort of floated the idea that if, you know, one of us wanted to contribute something to that at some point, we probably could, but I don't think anybody's taken him up on that, because why would we when he's doing all the work himself and we can just sit back and reap the benefits? Benefits? But check that out wherever, you know, you get your podcast of choice, be that iTunes or the website or
Alexa.
There you go. Yeah, there's a they call that a skill.
It's skill, yeah.
Yeah, there's a skill for that, I believe.
Why are you spelling it out?
Because if you say it out loud and there's one listening, it will activate and await a command. It's unnerving.
And also just to imitate Brian, because that's how he says it. But he's right. But
that's why he does that.
Yeah.
Now I thought you kind of had to like raise your voice so it would catch everything. And I think saying it normally triggers. Oh, no, it's listening.
Yeah, no, I'm still waiting for them to quietly roll out a firmware update to that where it starts responding to its name being spelled out also.
Right.
Or it will stop waiting for a call word like that, and it will just be listening all the time and respond when its algorithm decides that's an appropriate time to respond to something you've said, because it is always listening. I don't trust those like smart home devices, but yeah, that's a subject for a different show. Also, check out our Roku channel. I believe Brian's been keeping that up as best he can, too.
Whoa, that sentence didn't sound right.
Which part?
The end.
Well, that's probably true also. Diecast, you had a review out this week, didn't you?
Yes.
This is going to spoil a little bit of what we got this week, but we'll get more into that in a little bit.
Just a little something I put up, thanks to fans.
How
hobby.
Long was that review?
It was about 55 minutes, I think.
More like 57.
57. I talked about
actually.
I talked about Chris and Rob.
59, give me 59. I got 59. Give me 60. Give me 60. Got 60.
I made sure to mention Chris's name so he had to watch it, but it's in the beginning, so.
Good to know.
It's a quick mention, but yeah, he is absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, you can go ahead and watch the review. There's a couple parts where it went off video just because it was a large figure. I'm hoping to be able to go back and edit those and re-upload another video. But, I mean, they hit this thing out of the park.
Doesn't YouTube have the feature where you can edit the video without having to actually re-upload it?
You can remove, but you can't add to it.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to reshoot a segment to get something framed better, that wouldn't really be possible.
Okay.
But no, you're right though. There is some online editing possible for like basic stuff like that.
Yeah. But amazing.
You said Fans Hobby sent you that?
Fans Hobby sent me that. So thank you to them.
Hitting the big time.
That was super awesome to them.
And I want to make friends with Fans Hobby.
I tried, it would save a lot of money.
Why do you want Senpai to notice you then?
Wait, what?
Pretty much. Well, I mean, who doesn't want to be noticed by, you know, someone who can provide review samples and things?
Oh, that's true. You know, free toys is a nice thing, I guess.
Free toys is a nice Don.
Yes.
It's funny too because Fans Hobby shipped them in different boxes. So I got the tank like 3 days before I got the plane. So I was like, I got the tank. And I just kept putting pictures on Twitter of the legs because that's all I had.
Did you frame those pictures so it looked like you had the whole thing, but you were only showing the legs? That it was just half of it.
He made it very clear it was just half of it. I was like, I hope I get the other half. Because I was actually starting to worry, like thinking it was lost in the mail or something. Because if they're shipped from the same place at the same time, you think they would get to the destination around the same time. But for whatever reason, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's not always that simple.
Well, Diecast was excited that he thought he got a new Energon Autobot combiner. And it's like, here's the pants. Just waiting for the shirt.
It's pretty much
what happened. Oh, boy, I love my Energon Prowl.
The sad thing is the colors about match up too, so there's
I think that's why my brain went there first, because of the color association. Oh damn you, associative property.
Damn you, Energon.
Also buy a t-shirt, tfradio.net/shirts. Maybe someday we'll have new designs up, but we have a lot of nice designs already that have been provided to us by John DeLuna, who is our graphic artist extraordinaire.
I think the other designs got lost in the interwebs.
Who even knows?
Does Brian have links to the BotBots t-shirts on Amazon? I know that's a different shirt, but I'm just
last week we did.
There was a short link for that, but I don't remember what it is, and nobody put it in. And by nobody, I mean Brian didn't put it in the show notes. I told him he should make the short link tfradio.net/shirtshirts. But I don't think he did that, so don't go to that address because it'll just like 4-4 redirect or something.
That's a great idea. That's hysterical.
I think it was BotBots is what he did.
No, because Eric, he already had the bot one.
And start putting random things into your address bar and see if you can find the BotBots shirts. You have until we do the Amazon plug later, so, you know.
Okay.
Like, get on that and make a note. So, did anybody get anything? And I'm going to go first, because I want to steal Diecast Thunder, even though he already kind of showed what he got. But I got this.
Whoa!
Oh,
wow!
I didn't even know that was out yet.
Yes, it is. This is Studio Series 38, the Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime. It's very nice. And actually, let's see. I'm going to do a little thing here. If I can find...
And just for comparison... I have the first Optimus here for comparison.
Jason.
I want the one that combines with Jetfire.
Perhaps you'd like to load this page right now.
I will do so.
Are you saving that just for the show?
Yeah.
Look at you go.
But now I can't get back to the call.
go to call. Do you really want to, though?
New Skype is kind of a pain.
Yeah.
So... This actually is a really fairly solid Voyager figure. So the transformation is kind of interesting because all the cab surfaces are a panel forming thing, but there is a solid core underneath it. You're basically putting the truck's skin around the robot core. So it's a lot of panel work, but there's no really risk of collapsing the structure if you press on it in the wrong place. I like that execution of the design. The only problem with it I found is that I can't get the grill to align entirely correctly. I was looking at some of the stills from the video review that came out a few weeks ago of this. And also pictures somebody else took from where they got one today. And they're basically the same. So I think it's just that part will not align quite right the way the toy is put together.
Aww.
So if that's going to OCD you a little bit, be aware of that. But at the same time, mighty nice looking truck mode. It holds together pretty solidly. The back end's a little bit loose because there's only a couple of places where it tabs together. But the robot mode is well-proportioned, nicely solid. I'm holding this up, but Jason's got the pictures on full screen, which is even better. It's nice and solid. Pretty good size, too. It's slightly taller than like Siege Megatron and a little bit taller still than Siege Ultra Magnus. It looks good next to Deluxes. And like for me, the styling does work just right where I can slot it in as like Neoclassics G1 Optimus Prime. You know, if that's something of more interest than another movie prime to someone, like it's got that right mix of blocky squareness and also extra detail. So it can really do double duty. But like I'm really happy with this. It's got good posability. The joint tolerances are pretty good, too. One of the arms is a little bit looser than the other. It's not perfect. It's not as good as the Siege toys in terms of overall tolerances and QC, but like it's really good, and I would recommend everybody to be on the lookout for this because it ships in a case with Rampage, and I think once the Decepticon poop robot monster takes hold on shelves, it's going to be hard to get anything in after that.
I mean, it looks great. It's just, it is a shame that his rigid grill structure is causing problems, but,
Well, at least there's not a protected cargo hatch for it to bury it on.
Yeah, but, Now, as far as, were you planning on getting Jetfire to do the combination?
That's the other Studio Series Optimus Prime. That would be number 32, I think.
Yeah, it's
okay. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got confused.
Three Studio Series Optimus Primes now, I think. There's number 5, which was loosely Revenge of the Fallen, I guess, or movie 1.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not loosely. It was definitely supposed to be Revenge of the Fallen.
But so
it's the only one that's not out of the movie primes, because it sounds like Dark and the Moon is also going to be able to combine, although Bumblebee can't. But there will be two movie Optimus primes that can combine with Jetfire, neither of which are the Revenge of the Fallen Optimus.
So we've got the Moon one, and it's designed to combine with Leader Jetfire because reasons.
We've got 4 Voyager Optimuses across 2 lines
in the last 12 months. Yes.
Okay, okay.
At least it's not Bumblebee. Oh, we'll get to that.
I have news for you, though, Don. There's a Leader Class Studio Series Optimus Prime coming also, which we expect to be the Jetwing configuration from Dark of the Moon.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I think that's why Jetfire is supposed to come with... Jetfire actually comes with an alternate chest piece for Optimus Prime, but it doesn't make sense for either of the two movie ones that are out, because that's how their abs are. But Dark of the Moon actually remolds his abs, so they wouldn't be able to connect with the Jetfire unless you put on that piece that comes with Jetfire. So that's why people are thinking that's why people are thinking that comes with Leader Class Jetfire. So
I think I just will get the perfect effect Jetwing Optimus, and
that does look really good.
It does, and then just sort of let these sort of like, I'll worry about what goes with what later.
That's all I got this week, and I certainly had to make some effort to go get it going out to the post office in the pouring rain because nobody tried to come and get my signature, which this package today requires signature confirmation, even though almost nothing I get does, and nothing on the tracking said so. But I still had to go and make a trip out into the death weather. But I made it back, and I have this, and I have pictures now on playwithphotography.com and all that good stuff.
Where'd you get that, RK?
Oh, no, this came from California.
I was going to say, there's an eBay seller from California where they've been showing up.
Well, and Entertainment Earth got their supply of this Voyager wave, too, because they're in California. So, like, this is going to be trickling through to various online retail channels pretty soon here.
I'm just surprised.
At the same time, the way before is Bone Crusher and the other Optimus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen that other Optimus yet.
No, that's still on pre-order at Entertainment Earth, even though they already got and sold out of their Rampage and Optimus Primes. Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime. So that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Kinda.
All right. Oh. So I'll go next. That way I can steal Don's thunder.
Oh, I don't have much thunder.
Wait, who has thunder?
I walked into Target and I was looking for the Ultra Magnus and Shockwave, and I found Jetfire and the Megatron.
And that's funny because I went to Target's on Monday and found Shockwave and Ultra Magnus, but not either of those.
Yeah. I got these yesterday, so I was totally shocked that they were there. I like didn't expect it, you know, when you see something on the shelf and you're like, is that what?
Yeah. That's what happened.
That's exactly what I did.
He was so shocked and excited that he still hasn't opened them a day later.
Hey, I also got the Transform Element Optimus Prime, and I really like him. Really, really like him.
Okay, Diecast, I gotta ask you, okay, as someone who's on the fence between Magic Square and Transform Element, because they both do a really great job, but they each have a little something over the other. What do you think between the two?
I have not transformed this yet, but I think this fits on my masterpiece shelf.
It looks so bad.
A lot better than the Magic Square one.
Wait. That's the Transform Element one.
Yes.
And you say you like that better than the Magic Square
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he's wrong. Yes.
Get off my show.
Yeah, I know.
Better. The Matrix chamber's better. The Matrix is better. I don't mind his face. I like the white on the legs and the white on the waist here as opposed to the gray that Magic Square did. Yeah, I mean it's personal preference, but I like this better and I think it fits on my masterpiece shelf better.
Do you have the Magic Square handy?
It's no. Buried somewhere.
Okay.
No, I think it's on my review table.
Because I think the colors on the Transform Element are a little bit better, being a little bit deeper. But the upper torso on that looks kind of funky to me.
I don't know. I really think it looks good in hand. I really like it. But, I mean, if you don't like either, there's always the MP.
You can always pay half a grand.
Yeah. The MP $450.
Yeah. So I got him. And then this is one Chris and I were talking about for a while. It finally came in. It's the upgrade kit for Power Master. Not Power Master. What was that? Power of the Primes. Optimal Optimus. And I also got Henry.
Upside down.
Henry, which is the next DX9
box. There's a quote on it. Do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
It's what? A Goodfellas reference, Eric.
Okay, just think Goodfellas from Animaniacs, but with hands and guns.
I also got the little Tarn.
I want that baby Tarn.
Now, Diecast, I have heard there are some very scary joints on that piece. As far as tolerance.
Well, he didn't open it, I don't think he would know.
Yeah.
But, I've heard that the shoulders are bad, although I heard it's not so bad, like, once you transform it, that it's scary when you're doing it, but once you do it, it gets a little bit better. But I don't know. I don't have it.
And then I also got the DNA that's out. Power Master Prime up. Predaking.
Power Master Prime.
Predaking, I'm sorry.
Wait, I didn't know that was out.
It probably just came out.
Huh.
But now I can actually open up my Predaking because I never opened it.
You didn't even open it?
Yeah, no interest. Well,
he probably enjoyed it more that way.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad toy.
I was waiting for this kit. to come in before I opened it.
But yeah, that's, I don't blame you. That kit looks good.
That's all I got this week.
Don.
Yeah. Like Doc asked, he stole my thunder, but
there's a lot of that going around this week.
Yeah. But I did find the Dark of the Moon Megatron. There was no Jetfire. So, but like Doc asked, it was like nothing but Grimlocks. Wait a minute. That's not Grimlock. And I was like, oh, bad cape. And then I recognized it being Megatron. So, you know, I'm looking up until last night, Megatron, this was my favorite movie Megatron that actually was a decent figure. So I'm looking forward to tearing into that. Other than that, the only thing I picked up was an off-topic Romulan Warbird. I got a little overtime last week. I thought, I need a bad spaceship, and it's either Voyager or Warbird. That's not a bad
spaceship. The Romulan Warbird's beautiful.
No. I mean, like bad guy. You know, bad guy spaceship. I thought, all they had was the Enterprise B. Oh, it's the B.
Well, if you watch Generations, that basically is a bad guy spaceship.
True. it's a tugboat with sails.
It's what killed Kirk.
Yeah. It was either this or Voyager, and I still picked the Warbird over Voyager.
Smart.
I mean, hey, Mickey's been trying to make a case for Voyager actually being a good-looking ship.
I mean, it's okay, but I think it's just the show is so bad to me. I kind of don't like the ship. Normally, I can separate a ship from a ship that I love versus a show that I hate. But Voyager's just ties together with the show being so bad. I just don't kind of want it on the shelf.
I mean, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, but that's. Other than that, everything is dried up around here. There's nothing down near my aunt's. There's nothing. Finding that Megatron was literally the first new thing I've seen since before Christmas.
Yeah, you know, I was hanging out with Hey Mickey on Monday, and we were making the rounds in Nashville going to the various stores, and like a lot of times I will come home with a, you know, moderate pile of stuff from a trip like that. I barely was able to find anything to buy. The biggest purchase I got from that trip was the Star Trek Generations Guinan figure. That was $2 on card.
Yeah. Well, you've got probably the best Whoopi Goldberg action figure they ever made. So.
Oh, actually, no, because I already had the regular TNG Guinan figure, and that the first one had elbows. Generations one didn't.
I got you. So that's
though they're fairly similar. It's a different costume, different hat, but the lack of elbows is kind of disappointing.
Yeah. So that's all I got. The Dononomics has been very poor of late, and there's been no eBay coupon codes to get some things I want. So,
Jason, why don't you go next?
All right. So, like I've been saying since the beginning of Siege, it's really gonna. If I get a toy, it's gonna come down to whether or not Prime does it for me. So I was in Walmart the other day, and lo and behold, there was a Siege Optimus Prime. And he's here, so obviously I dug him. Also, you'll notice he's quite clean, because screw your battle damage, Hasbro. I took it all off.
Oh, what'd you use to remove it?
91% isopropyl. Alcohol. Yeah. Which, and about 50 Q-tips, because once the Q-tip gets saturated in the paint, you got to switch to a new one, or else it just streaks.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've run into that in the old days before I learned about rubbing alcohol. I found that for some kinds of paints, a little dab of super glue, if you were really careful, would do the same thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can see that.
But yeah, once the object you're using to wipe that paint off gets soaked, then you're just spreading around like pink instead of the red you're trying to take off, for instance.
Oh, yeah. And then once I realized that it wasn't that bad to take it off, I decided since Prime looks so good, he should have a Megatron to go with him. Which also, he's clean too. Although, I don't know, he could actually, I know we've been kind of criticizing these toys because they're a little too detailed and paneled at times, but I think he could use a little more, of course, without the paint. Without the paint, he's fine. I like Prime. Prime's better. I really like the transformation. I don't mind the truck mode at all. It's actually pretty cool. But And Megatron's fine. He's a little, he's a little bulky, and he's not quite as fun, I think. But I'm
the bulky is what makes him good.
Could be, but no, I think Prime's actually a winner. I have no problem with that. And now that we've seen more of the Galaxy Convoy coming up soon, which could be very soon now, people are actually getting reviews out for it. I'm excited for that one too. But yeah, sorry, Hasbro, took off your stuff. I'm going to do it. So just stop with it. Just stop.
Yeah, I would estimate probably another month at least still before we see Galaxy Force Prime.
Yeah. Tauntaun gets stuff way before anyone gets anything. I mean, he already reviewed Cogman, which is the wave after the newest wave of Studio Series hitting now.
Well, as this Optimus I have sitting here proves, the sequence of waves does not seem to actually matter anymore.
Nope.
Well, true, but he also reviewed that Optimus like a month ago, so.
I checked. It was about 5 weeks, give or take. That's why I'm basing my Galaxy Convoy assertion on that. Mm-hmm. It'll be about a month before we start seeing any sign of those.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, probably.
After it's like revealed in 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks.
To catch our listeners up, we assume Tauntaun Reviews is in Vietnam and may work for the production facility where the toys are made, and that's possibly how he's getting these as early as he is. And then the month or so lead time on that would make sense, because that's your trip time across the ocean. So Eric, you haven't been on in a little while. What have you gotten lately?
I got the MicroMasters, and the Battle Patrol and the Decepticons are good. The Autobot Race Car Patrol is garbage.
Yes.
They are garbage. There's only one
purpose for them, and that's MicroMaster Wrestling.
It just makes me so mad that's what, like, they just, I was already, like, iffy on the MicroMasters just to begin with, and then Wave One Autobot Race Car Patrol is just like, oh no, you're literally everything that I was worried about and worse. So they are bad. But the Decepticons are very, very good. The Battle Patrol Autobots, they're pretty decent. I also got some are they called Crash Combiners from RID?
Combiners.
Yeah, the two. I also got Galvatronus, but I got the Shocknado, because it sounds like Sharknado and it's all purple, so I had to buy it. And then I finally got Saberhorn. And I freaking love this. I got Saberhorn first, and I was having so much fun with it that I was just like, I'm going to get Shocknado and Galvatronus, because even though I got Menasor, I liked Menasor, but I wasn't like totally sold on them as a whole. But Saberclaw was just so fun that I was like, I'm going to get more. So I'm actually like starting to wonder what all the like One Step toys and stuff, to have it even open it, you're terrible.
I know.
All the One Step toys that it's like, oh, I might need to give some of these a shot. Not all of them by any means, but like, I do dig some of these simpler toys, so I might have to pay attention to Cyberverse and some of those things. So, yeah. I finally got Alita 1 too, because I need.
How do you like that?
It works better than Starscream. Although I liked Starscream, but it works much better than Starscream. I got it out of obligation, just because I know that we're finally going to finish the combiner. So I was like, oh, I guess I do have to get I do have to get her. Okay.
Did you notice the feet are on the wrong sides?
I did notice that. It doesn't bother me too much because it's not glaringly obvious, but it's one of those things that once you notice it, you're always going to notice it.
That's why I keep bringing it up.
Thanks a lot.
So before we move on, when I was hanging out with Hey Mickey, he did deliver the birthday present he made for me, so I do want to show that off. Sean Hamilton mentioned it in the chat, so I thought I'd go ahead and get that out. He made me a custom Star Trek Voyager Chakotay figure, which has all of the depth of the character.
Wow.
Brilliant.
He did a real detailed job of it, too. There's little cutouts of the accessories here, and he even did the card back. Completely accurate.
That's insane.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of free time at work. So he was expecting me to hate it, because, you know, as far as he was concerned, it was just like, you know, a gag gift kind of garbage thing. But no, I'm actually quite delighted with that. It was very entertaining. So that was a fun extra for Monday.
It is Chakotay, so it is very easy to hate.
How can you hate him? He's just so two-dimensional, as I demonstrated.
And he befriended a dinosaur.
Yeah. Open the door, get on the floor, Chakotay befriends a dinosaur. The episode that one episode of Star Trek that never was.
The two-dimensional, the holographic visitors from Brata Chaotica have more depth than him.
Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about the news. So I had a lot of interesting times today doing the show notes because things just kept getting bumped out of the first position. So what we finally settled with was our Toy Fair preview that we got today from two different outlets, although I only have one of them in here. So IGN actually got to show off the Studio Series toys. So they got the first reveal of a new Voyager Optimus Prime based on the Bumblebee movie. Oh, wait.
That he's holding.
Yeah. And also, we got a legitimate first look at the car mode dropkick figure.
This looks far better than the helicopter, which the helicopter one's a great toy. It just doesn't look like dropkick.
The helicopter one would be a lot happier as a Voyager.
Yeah. Now, the one thing about this car mode dropkick is that it does look great. But when the first time I saw that, it's like, this has got to be redone as Cybertron Downshift.
Oh, I would dig it in that deco, actually.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I've been asking for a downshift.
Yeah, that the hood is, there's no other character with that same kind of flat chest car front hood. So I really hope that they, like in the Select series, if they reuse the movie, like basically movie Downshift in those green and blacks, I think that will look just stunning on that mold.
Yeah, no, I could get behind that idea, actually.
Yeah, that would actually be really cool.
I would love it.
And they would fit into their just random repaints that they do, too. I mean, we got an orange lockdown just because, so
yeah.
Why not get a green dropkick?
I mean, theoretically, the Shadow Raider is based on something.
It was based on his background goons. I was going to say that it wasn't orange.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Neither was the KSI Sentry Blue.
And it was using, yeah, but that was based off the Oreo bots color scheme. So they like combined those two things. The orange color scheme just came out of nowhere. They just made that up.
I'm fine with that.
I was going to say, because it looks good. And it uses Lockdown's masked head, which is not what his goons have either. So it's kind of. But hey, it looks great, so.
And of course, Blade Raider reminds me that Big Daddy. You could also do Big Daddy from
Yeah,
as well.
That would work. Although I'd honestly rather have Downshift.
I would too. I think Big Daddy is a nice homage figure, but that Downshift just looks so much better in those colors.
You know, the car pieces on that toy don't scrape together much during transformation, it probably wouldn't even be that difficult of a custom to put together, you know, for anybody so inclined. Okay, so let's talk about the stuff that actually matters, which is the new Siege reveals. And basically all of this is new stuff to us. Omega Supreme's the only thing that we had any kind of visual reference for previously, and now we get to see the full robot mode and the base mode and his little buddy Countdown, Micromaster Countdown.
Look at that little tiny track.
Well, it's a short drive, but, you know, it's an important one.
Look at him, my little fellow. Force reference.
Did they look too detailed? Like, are they over-detailing these figures? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Where have you been for the last year?
No. I mean, I just, on Omega, I can really see it, and I
forget
can really
Omega. Look at Starscream. Starscream is worse than anything that's been shown off. I think Starscream is worse than Chromia, but Chromia is close. I don't know.
But right now, we're talking about Omega Supreme,
who's very G1. Not that anyone's surprised,
except for all the panel detailing.
I don't think being especially G1 is to the detriment of this Omega Supreme.
No, it's not bad. It's not too bad. I like the tank, especially, actually.
They've minimized some of the parts forming, obviously, for the sake of having a stronger, more stable robot mode. So basically, from what the pictures look like, you take the tank out and the rocket out, and the rest of the body just kind of folds down to make the rocket base.
Exactly what I was going to say, Diecast, is there's a lot of the Y-Zhang thought behind this.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've got like a torso frame and then all the legs underneath that are kind of just holding up the back end of the track around there.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I think it looks great. I mean, I'm not an Omega fanboy, even though I do have the fans toys Omega and the small mech fan toys version. But I think this turned out a lot better looking. I know it's another G1 Omega, and I know Paladin and a lot of folks are disappointed it's not animated.
Yeah, Believe me, he just said in the chat he's so disillusioned.
Yeah, I am too. But I have to say, I think it turned... If I was going to pay... And hopefully I can find it cheaper than the MSRP of $159, but I think I'd rather pay $159 for this than Trypticon.
Well, you'd be wrong, because Trypticon is awesome.
I have Trypticon. I like him better at 40 than I did at 100 plus.
I want to see this next to Devastator, which is a shame because it's not going to happen at Toy Fair either. So yeah. We have to wait a while to see that comparison.
Maybe not. I mean, they might bring this. If anyone is going to understand the necessity of having a Devastator beside this Omega, it's going to be this design team and their affiliation with G1.
You bred her off for me to bring my Devastator.
Yeah, I was going to say, but the marketing team isn't going to have them put that out there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you're right in one context, Don. They do get the importance of having Omega as the counter to Devastator and might want to be able to show the two of them together, but it would also potentially be a point of confusion during their presentation. And if the design team thinks that's not a problem, there's other aspects in Hasbro that are going to veto that on that basis. So I wouldn't expect to see that direct comparison. Yeah. We might be able to get...
Ask the designers what the measurements would be. They would know that.
Yeah, that's a good option.
Because they'll know exactly what we'll compare it to. We can ask them, like, hey, what's the size difference with Devastator? And they can give us probably, like, oh, he's 2 inches shorter, or, oh, he's, the same, you know.
And I mean, a couple inches shorter would not be the end of the world.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, also, heck, it's like someone said, Diecast could take his Devastator with him and we could be the only people, take it. And, hey, can you just put this beside this figure? Let me get a picture.
Except all the people who will be next to Diecast also taking pictures, if they would even let him do that, which I'm betting the answer would be no.
Yeah, I would recommend not doing that.
But Diecast, do it anyways because it would be funny.
The rule of funny wins.
Blade Raider says the press release marks it as 2 feet tall.
Wait, what? Actually 2 feet tall?
I mean, that might be including the height of the tracks on the back, though.
Oh, it is, yeah.
That definitely is. That makes a lot more sense. Because I was like, is Devastator 2 feet tall? He's not.
19 inches, I believe.
Devastator is like 18 inches, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
They might be fairly comparable in head height, if that's the case, though.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay. Yeah.
It makes some sense. Devastator had to be a little bit shorter because there's so much more parts and complexity to it. Complexity, this is going to be a lot more straightforward.
But this is also years later when they're downsized. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right, too.
When can we talk about we've got our first one?
We'll get to that. I'm working my way through this. So we have our first pictures of Mirage and Impactor, who were the fan vote poll winners from, a year and a half ago now?
Yeah. Mirage looks way better than I expected. Impactor doesn't.
Yeah, Impactor's kind of...
How did they botch him?
I don't really have a problem with that.
I don't think he looks awful, and I think he'll look better in hand, but he's just weird.
He is.
Maybe I don't have the connection to the character y'all do, but I think he looks fine.
No, I think he looks like a connection thing. It just looks weird.
I think he looks like he will be a decent toy. I think he just looks a little weird as Impactor. I do think it's neat that you can flip in his hands and give him the hook hand on either side due to the transformation. Mm-hmm. And that he comes with, you know, his actual shoulder cannon and a gun. But, like, something about his face looks off. He just looks very flat overall.
Yeah.
Also, he might not have ankle tilt, which would be, like, the first deluxe of the line. He might still have it, but it kind of looks like they're molded to that part that has the wheels in it.
Look at that hollowness in the legs.
Yeah, that's not my biggest really problem like with him
either.
He didn't skip leg day. He skipped his legs.
Now, I do have one qualm, and it's nothing to do with the figure, but it's Impactor that they finally, which I think this is the first time, they're using the clear out white outline Autobot symbol on Impactor, and they didn't use it on Sideswipe, who is the character that needed it to not have the red on red Autobot symbol. But I think that's the first time we've gotten the white Autobot outline insignia on a character.
I didn't even notice the red on Sideswipe till you said that it's different.
Don, what if this comes out and the Autobot symbol is painted purple and is not just an outline?
That'd be so funny.
Well, see, like I said, it's not that I have the connection to the character, plus I have Spartan. So I don't know if I'm even going to be getting this or not, because I
don't have the connection. It'll be more fun to transform.
Why do you have Spartan if you don't have the connection to the character?
Because Spartan's a damn good toy. I know this is minor, but it's like they finally used the white Autobot outline, and it's not on the character that needed it in the first place. It's just,
well, red just wouldn't go with that color scheme.
But they could do like a solid silver one.
Yeah.
There's other options.
So I think, Eric, I think you're right about the ankle tilts thing.
I mean, we'll know at the show because of the way they have it displayed. But the way it just is, it's possible it could, but it really looks like it would be molded into that part with the wheel that looks like it probably doesn't move. But I don't know.
The only part I could possibly see having the tilt would be the actual toe piece itself might have a swivel behind it. But even that doesn't look like that. And
no, that's what
that's a little bit complex, because that's got to flip up so that the wheel can touch the ground.
Yeah, because I mean, I would think if this thing could actually have the ankle or the rocker down there, they would have actually posed it like that in the picture or created
exactly. They've done that with all the other renders. That's what makes it. That's the primary thing. That makes
because it shows off the articulation in a steel format, and he's basically balanced on the inside of his feet.
So shout out to them for making the one figure we voted on the one deluxe that doesn't have ankle tilt in the line.
Also, Night Sword in the chat.
We're on two, kind of.
Wait, what?
What? Jason?
Night Sword in the chat is pointing out that this is very much modeled after his Marvel UK look, which he said that, I agree with Rob. I totally see it.
Yeah, I still don't like the face, though.
I was going to say, that doesn't make me like it.
But... Oh, no, same here. Same here.
I'm just wondering if maybe with all the extra pieces, the gun, the hook, and the cannon, if some of those extra pieces was compensated for by a little bit less articulation.
But Hound has the most articulation out of all the deluxes, and he also has three accessories.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
All of which have multiple paint apps as well.
The world may never know. But Mirage, then.
Mirage is good.
I actually like Mirage a lot more than I thought I would.
Yep.
Yep.
But that's what low expectations does.
I mean, the robot torso looks a little bit wide to me for what Mirage ought to be.
His legs, also the lower legs, the back half, look a little bit like not hollow,
but thin.
Yeah, thin, especially towards the ankle. It looks like they slim as they go down.
Yeah, they taper kind of a bit.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if the wheel could have gone down behind the foot to sort of fill in that empty V that's right behind the foot, you know, I think it would have been a little bit better. The chest is pretty wide. But Chris, I think it was you on Twitter that was talking about Classics Mirage.
Yeah, I was talking about Classics in general today.
I have to think maybe that still may be my preferred Mirage.
Oh,
between the two.
Well, okay, so I mean, the good thing is between Classics, Combiner Wars, and now this, you can have the characters who all shared the Mirage body type now each have a unique body. So, like, Fracture can stay on the Classics body. You've got Combiner Wars drag strip, either in G1 or G2 colors, as you prefer. And now Mirage actually can have a unique body distinct from both of them.
Yeah.
So, like, you can have your toy of preference, even if it's a different character, just based on what's available. Now, the ideal thing here would be to, like, get a new Crasher off of this Mirage body.
That would be a really good selects thing.
I want to refresh people though. Crasher, the 2007 toy, was only able to happen because Joe Kide, who was the deco artist for that and a lot of other toys at the time, was able to find a real world formula car that had a similar enough deco to say that no, this is based on this, not the GoBot that we can't technically do anything with.
Right.
I don't think anybody's going to jump through that hoop again.
Yeah. Now, do you think they may redo this as drag strip and not be a combiner?
No. I doubt it.
There's no point. I mean, there's no reason to do that.
Well,
drag strip doesn't even have the same body type.
I know, but he's right.
They have shared bodies multiple times now.
Yeah, because they recolored the Classics Mirage as drag strip for that Hasbro Black Box series that was carried by Hasbro Toy Shop.
Yeah, I know. I had that.
Yeah, it's just an easy case filler if they needed a repaint. That's just what I was looking at.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's impossible because, like, we've had proven on multiple occasions with multiple different ways that nothing is actually impossible, even when we think it is. But it's going to be so far down their list of case fillers.
Yeah, I agree. But well, I am glad that I can
would be higher than Drex Trip.
I can finally replace this with that.
Yes.
I know it's probably going to be a case of one.
Yes, we'll finally talk about it so Diecast will stop sulking. So we had a pop up in the last few days, a mysterious Amazon listing for the Siege Commander class. That was actually going to be one of our lead news items tonight until today's news came up. So I wrote a piece on T-Formers about that, speculating that since that was a new $80 price point between Leader and Titan class, well, they must be wanting to make a toy of a bigger character. And since the Sunbow scale chart is basically holy writ at this point for generations, I went looking and tried to figure out, okay, what would actually fit this queue? Well, Skyfire is pretty big. Well, today my speculation was proven right because we got so-called Jetfire, but we have a toy coming up that is absolutely Sunbow G1 Skyfire.
The first ever Skyfire in 30 years.
Too bad Mattel has the trademark for the name.
Yeah. Who has the trademark for the name?
Mattel.
Oh, Mattel?
They have since 2001. Unless it's lapsed, really? But I would assume Hasbro would have gone looking for that to resecure it.
Oh, this team would have. This team absolutely would have. I'm mad because it does have a jet. It's obviously supposed to be Skyfire, but it has a Jetfire mode. And the Jetfire mode, they messed up the head. It doesn't have the antenna. I don't like Skyfire. I like Jetfire. So I was like, oh, yes, well, at least it has a Jetfire mode. And then the head, it looks like he's balding because he doesn't have his antenna.
Well, Eric, that makes you a bad person.
No, I'm surprised. I'm so much really cooler. Really surprised. Like, I'm wondering if this is going to be a retail thing or not. Like a retail store item. Just because it seems like everyone was complaining about the price of Leaders, and now they're like, we'll do a Commander series. It'll be $80 a figure.
Okay, no, you might have a point there. Like, we might not see a lot of, like, on-shelf support for this.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you meant, like, was this going to be, like, some kind of an exclusive product, but that does not... There's no indication that's the case.
I mean, more of a Amazon, Big Bad Toy Store, those sort of places.
Or Walmart and Target online, too.
Yeah.
I can totally see that there might be trouble getting stores to devote new shelf space to an $80 price point solid packed assortment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the one store that definitely would have is gone.
I would assume it's solid packed, but
even if we're getting a second one in the line, it's not in a case.
Right. I mean, I would half guess that one Jetfire is one shipping case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Eric, there's one thing I just noticed. Now, I may be off on this, but I know you said you didn't like it because he doesn't have the antenna. Mm-hmm. If you look at the small guns at the end of the wings, it looks like they peg in with a somewhat odd-shaped peg. If you look behind his head, there are two holes on each side on the underside of that of the jet scrambler. Maybe they can plug into the back of that jet scrambler to give him kind of like a faux pair of antennas.
It'll still bother me, but...
But how are his forearms?
Okay.
Well, he has forearm guns, which is cool.
Okay, we've seen on occasion that these renders come out and might be missing a small piece here or there or have something colored wrong. Like, sometimes these are not 100% perfectly rendered. So there is an outside possibility that we could see a part on the physical piece at Toy Fair that's not reflected in this model. Some small detail like that might have accidentally got omitted. It would not be unprecedented.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if Shapeways or somebody will have antennas for him.
You know what else is funny is, like, I'm the biggest Skyfire fan, and although it's nice, it feels like a year and a half too late.
Are you saying that because you have Masterpiece Jetfires? Because I don't really think that's applicable here.
Yeah, I mean, but I love Phoenix so much that it's like, oh, I finally got a good Skyfire.
But why do you like Siege Optimus Prime if you have Masterpiece Optimus Prime? You have like three of them now.
Yeah, but Siege Optimus Prime is also $30.
Siege Optimus something nice compared to that Transform Element one.
That's a fair point. Nice it doesn't look nice though. It looks so bad.
It looks like I've said this on Twitter and people agreed with me that Transform Element one looks like the ancient ass Metal Force Convoy vinyl toy from Japan from the 90s. I've said this and posted a picture of it on Twitter and people agreed that it looks like that. And that is not a mark of praise. That's a mark of somebody did not design this toy well. But anyway, Siege. So yeah, I don't know if I'm going to buy this Jet Skyfire because, like, I still love the Classics one. I don't know that I need a Sunbow Jetfire for $80.
Oh, you don't need that white dirty snow paint scheme in the legs? That looks like it's
doesn't look
great.
That bad. That's yes, barely noticeable.
That's exactly like all the snow in our streets right now that's been plowed to the side. That's what that all looks like. Dirty snow.
Well, that's from when he was pulled out of the snow in the Fire in the Sky.
That snow
episode.
Was pristine, yeah. Sir.
It's when they finally decided to come back and free him after several episodes of leaving him there.
Yeah. Should we go get him?
It could be worse. This could, instead of being dark brown, it could be yellow.
Yeah.
That is very true. But hey, in 10 years,
Bumblebee could have peed on his leg.
And then there's Diecast to explain the joke to our audience, apparently. Anyway, I don't know that I need to buy this and have it in my collection, but I absolutely appreciate that it exists because it is something that's been missing from Classics and Generations offerings over the years. Because you can get toy-based or largely toy-based Jetfire updates, but there's never officially been something that is Skyfire. And that's great.
Skyfire's weird looking.
Skyfire is weird looking, but it's got that sci-fi spaceship thing going on that it pushes the right buttons.
Yes, and he doesn't look like every other Veritech in the world, too.
Alt mode's cool. Awesome. I will never deny that the alt mode's cool, but I think Skyfire's robot mode is just like the weirdest thing.
It is kind of weird, but like knowing the history of how the character was developed with the rights issues and everything, it makes sense why they had to fudge that so extra much over how they you know, put a filter on the Diaclone toys. Like, they had to get that looking far from looking like a Veritech, while still kind of looking like the toy they were selling under a different name.
Yeah.
G1 was weird, man. Okay, so let's move on, because we're already an hour into the damn show. So here's something else we're going to end up talking about for 15 minutes. We have a new rumor this week of what MP45 might be. Bumblebee version 2.
Wait. Really quick. It said it's available on HasbroPulse.com.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of the lead we were bearing with the Siege stuff. So the product copy seems to have spoiled what the reboot of Hasbro Toy Shop is going to be. So it looks like they're going to roll their e-commerce stuff into their Hasbro Pulse branding. But all we really know about that is the one reference from the product copy from the Siege and Studio Series items today. So
yeah, the site says shop is currently unavailable. It's not up yet.
We'll have more details on that when Toy Fair rolls around, because that's obviously going to be part of their presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, on that note, Chris, I talked to Jason about this before you logged in. I actually called Hasbro Toy Shop today on my lunch break. Because I remember,
of course you did. Because of course you did.
Yeah. Because he wanted to talk to them.
No, because I remembered what Chris was saying about them rolling out exclusives the weekend of the show on Hasbro Toy Shop and purchase of the show itself. So I called and I called them, and one, they answered, "Thank you for calling Hasbro Customer Service, not Hasbro Toy Shop." So that was an interesting thing right there. The customer service agent said that they originally were scheduled to come back up online in February. That is behind a little bit, and it may not be up in time for the show. It's still being worked on, and that it's, they said a lot of the product from Hasbro Toy Shop was shunted to the eBay Hasbro store. Now, she said it's possible if something comes out, it may be on the eBay Hasbro store. If the website's not back up yet, possibly. But I was just saying, this is what the lady at apparently Hasbro proper said, that most of the stuff was shunted to eBay's Hasbro store. And she thought maybe if something comes out and the website's not back up, it could be listed there as a possibility. So I did call them and ask them about the website being up in time for the toy fair.
Okay, so Bumblebee version 2. How about that?
That's so dumb.
I mean, I absolutely get how that would be the reflexive reaction to this rumor, but if you stop and think for a minute, there could be a couple of like decent reasons why this might be a thing and maybe a good thing.
It was gold bug, first I'd be off, okay with that.
So first off, it's supposedly going to cue more to what the cartoon looks like. Now, the existing Masterpiece Bumblebee's robot boat already basically does that. Like, that's not so much of a problem for that. So you would assume maybe they mean the vehicle mode is going to look like it did in the cartoon, which is more the super deformed Penny Racer style of the toy. So Bumblebee version 2 could be a test item to see, can we do things like Cliff Jumper that doesn't look like the vehicle it is in the cartoon super deformed style and make it look more like what fans would be expecting of it, and also possibly, maybe, skirt around some vehicle licensing.
Well, now, I was going to ask, isn't the reason we got that first Bumblebee is because that's what Volkswagen wanted them to use? Was that design style?
I think they would only need Volkswagen's permission if they were going to do the actual car. If they weren't going to do the actual car, they don't need their permission, do they?
But it's close enough.
It's kind of a gray area. It would really come down to whether Volkswagen or Porsche, I forget which one's the parent company at this point, it would come down to whether their people see Bumblebee version 2 and think, you know, that still looks distinctly like a Volkswagen Beetle. We need to have a talk with Hasbro or Takara or whoever, Takara. But it would really come down to interpretation and if somebody wanted to make a thing of it versus, you know, is it going to look legally distinct enough that Takara would not think there would be that risk? Because even if there would be a court case, let's say, and it ends up getting ruled in Hasbro and Takara's favor, you know, that's still time and expense and process and maybe delays of production and release resulting from a process like that. And that's something they wouldn't want to take a risk on. Masterpiece has, up until MP44, basically tended toward doing realistic vehicle modes. You know, that was its thing, realistic vehicle modes, and then that kind of transitioned into cartoon-inspired robot modes, which made for an interesting blend, but now MP44 is very distinctly the cartoon truck cab mode. So, you know, Bumblebee as a cartoon-inspired one probably would be a thing, a redesigned vehicle mode, and then it's just, that is the question, would they try to go without doing the licensing? Would they take that risk? Because while we might think that it, you know, wouldn't need to be licensed because it is Penny Racer style, other people might not agree, and those people might have lawyers.
Which, shout out to the two mini-casts about the IP and those type of questions, because that helps you understand this a lot better, too. Those were, I just listened to those not too long ago. Those were really good and really informative.
And also, let's not forget that Volkswagen could use a lot of cash right now from the successful lawsuit, because they have issues right now.
Yeah, I mean,
lots and lots of issues.
Personally, I think probably Takara could get away with doing a Penny Racer style Bumblebee and Cliff Jumper. Cliff Jumper is a Porsche, let's not forget. So, you know, they'd be dealing with the same company there. I think they could get away with that without going for the licensing. But it doesn't mean that Volkswagen Porsche would not try.
Yeah.
But, you know, if this worked and these sold and they could get by without the licensing doing that, it does open the door to more stuff that they could possibly do where licensing the vehicle modes would be a problem. So, like, just on that basis, I feel like this is not the dumbest thing Takara could be doing. But I think the most prevalent question that everybody has on their mind with this is, where Hound?
Well, one thing I've seen on Twitter since I saw this news this afternoon, Chris, everybody's asking, we're getting Bumblebee. Why aren't we getting another Minibot? Why aren't we getting Beachcomber?
Cliff Jumper.
Why aren't we getting Cliff Jumper? But like you said, this could be a trial run to see if they can do Cliff Jumper in the way he's supposed to look. But I think a lot of people didn't think of that, which I can understand, because it's like you're redoing Bumblebee because Bumblebee is hot because of the movie, but there's so many other mini-bots that we haven't gotten. So but
that
I think,
doesn't apply to like the majority of the other mini-bots, does it? Like Beachcomber, like, no, like
well,
they aren't.
No, well, that's what I'm saying is that I didn't even think of that till Chris mentioned of them doing this Bumblebee first. Instead of doing your Beachcomber, your Warpath, whatever the case may be, is to see if they can find it. Because I think of all the mini-bots, Cliff Jumper is the one everybody is pretty much wanting right now. So,
and if I was undertaking this test, I would be going with Cliff Jumper, because Cliff Jumper is far more indistinct in the cartoon as to what kind of vehicle it is than Bumblebee, who, like, you know, a Volkswagen Beetle, even if you mess around with the proportions, those basic shapes are always going to be there. It's always going to look basically like a Volkswagen. You're going to know what that's going for, even if, you know, it's beyond that 51% point or whatever. That's a totally arbitrary thing I just made up. But, like, Cliff Jumper doesn't look like anything in vehicle mode in the cartoon. It just looks like a boxy little car. That would be a much safer thing for them to try this with.
What if it's just Cybertronian G1 Bumblebee?
That would be great. Actually.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
See, if we get Cliff Jumper, we can get Hubcap. We can get Bumble Jumper. I'm just saying, you know, if they wanted, heck, they could even do the Argentine colors if they needed case fillers.
Oh yeah, Rob in the chat is saying because it's the
35th anniversary. So you'll have both Optimus and Bumblebee. Yeah, I think that's a really good reason, actually. I don't care. I don't have to buy it.
Right.
It's a shame they never announced this stuff at Toy Fair, because we probably
won't
get anything.
But Toy Fair is on February 18th. Winter Wonder Fest in Japan is on the 8th. And if there is a new Bumblebee coming out, they will probably talk about it there.
Oh, yeah.
That's this weekend.
Nice.
So you don't have to worry about the Toy Fair thing, because we'll find out something, probably, if there's something to find out. Personally, I'd rather find out where Hound. But
Yeah, the Hound looks so good.
Yeah. Jared reminded me in the chat, Glyph. It would be nice to get a Glyph in that nice blue color.
I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it would be nice to get Glyph.
They'll be like, who put that Hound out? We weren't supposed to put that out yet.
Yeah, that wasn't actually supposed to be out for another year.
Put that away.
Yeah. Hound is the
Actually, I'm kind of sold on the Cybertronian Bumblebee thing now that you mentioned it. It wouldn't happen, but I'd be on board for that.
Hound is the new Master Asia. We see it, and then 5 years later it comes out.
And speaking of masterpieces that probably nobody thought to ask for, we had revealed last night Masterpiece MP18 Plus Blue Streak Animation Colors.
I actually really like this. I don't know if I'm going to get it.
So this is a Takara Tomy Ball exclusive.
Oh.
it'll be available through import.
I like it.
I like the effects part. I think it looks good.
Yeah, I like the effects part. I like the new head.
It actually does look good. But it's going to be about 9,000 yen. That's the retail price. The pre-order period runs through the 26th, I think, through the last Tuesday of this month. And it's supposed to be delivered in late July.
Now, I'm not sure if Smokescreen would actually have a animation counterpart to what we've already got. I can't remember if there's that many significant differences to warrant a plus figure.
Well,
but I would probably...
Think about the differences between Sideswipe and Sideswipe Plus.
Exactly.
but I will say, at least there's enough difference on this Blue Streak, I think, to maybe warrant a plus version. Because Prowl was very pretty, but basically it was mostly just in his legs with the tinting and stuff. There wasn't a whole lot of difference there. At least with the face and the effects parts, you're getting something of a different figure. But again, do we really need it?
I think this one is good enough. I think it's warranted. And I really do actually like it. Enough that I'm even considering it. But I just really like Blue Streak. But I...
I mean, I'm more tempted by this than any other plus version we've gotten since they started doing plus versions.
I'm absolutely with you.
But,
I hope they continue to do the blast effects too, by the way. I do really like those.
I wish they would eventually, you know how you can get Tomashi explosions and craters and
stuff? Just sell the blast effect, the cell pack the effect.
Yeah, like an old He-Man's weapons pack. Take the little things from the Siege Battle Masters, these, you know, maybe his shoulder cannon inserts, you know. Do a weapon pack.
There's some stuff you could make uniform where it would work on multiple figures, definitely. So, moving on, we had our first pre-Toy Fair leaks, not to be confused with the official reveals we had today. Via Weibo, of course, we have some new G1 reissues coming. It's the cassette packs. So, we're going to be seeing Rumble and Laserbeak and Frenzy and Ravage. Okay, got those right? But it makes sense since we're getting Soundwave coming this year too.
How much are they going to cost?
Probably. I heard $35 a pack.
Oh, I wish that I thought that was wrong.
You did not. Minibots
are
what, $8 a piece?
Yeah.
So these are basically two minibots.
There's no way they'll be under 20 though. They'll be at least 20.
They might round them up to the $20 point.
Yeah. I see them being more than 20 though. I think they could be 25.
I'm thinking they'll be like 18, like at Walmart they'll be like $18.96. That just seems like the price
that does sound like a Walmart price, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so you know.
Yeah, so for your $20 you could either buy Cog, War for Cybertron Cog, who can equip all your other toys and do all kinds of fun things. Or you can buy two micro cassettes for which you have to purchase an entire other, $65 reissue.
for them to have any.
Well, I do need the Rumble because my Rumble's head will not pop up anymore. Well,
I mean, I need a Rumble and a Frenzy technically because I have the Toys R Us reissue Soundwave, but I also have Ravage and Laserbeak from that same thing, and I don't need the redundant cassettes. So, right.
Yeah, but I will say it's nice the pack. I love the package art. Again, I'm a sucker for G1 package art. It's just.
Oh yeah, it looks really good. You know, there's no debate there.
Yeah, I have no nostalgia for G1. I love G1 packaging. I absolutely do love the packaging.
It's iconic. It really is. I mean, it's the same way as the 1993 Power Rangers packaging, which they revived like point for point for the legacy stuff. It's a certain thing that is so tightly associated with that point in time, it sticks in your memory just really solidly. Of course, Eric wouldn't know, being a child.
You are compared to Don.
I was there living that.
All of you are children compared to me.
Exactly. I'm like a grandchild compared to him.
I made myself sad.
Okay,
grandpa. Okay, so Eric is now officially Don's grandson.
I can call Don grandpa. Excited.
Oh. God, I'm timing that operation.
So we had some other mysterious leaks come out. These are apparently associated with the 35th anniversary, although we have no idea in what capacity. It's art assets showing Wheeljack, Soundwave, and Grimlock. Maybe we'll see something more of these in Toy Fair in the last a week and a half now?
Yeah, a week and a half. One thing that comes to mind
with these, do you remember those packaging mock-ups that had all the purple drawn over them? One was a Voyager box. It was white. And mm-hmm. One of them, I think, was a Grimlock box, wasn't it?
I think so.
So maybe that's something to do with that finally coming back around after a year.
So while not its intention, if this is a new toy line, it could very possibly be here's your articulated versions of Cyberverse toys.
Yeah, possibly. I don't see the thing with that is we have Authentics to fit the Market 6, what used to be called Market 6. I just use that because I'm old. But you know, the Dollar General, Big Lots, Family Dollar, kind of that range of stores,
mm-hmm.
which uses similar kinds of designs to the Cyberverse stuff. You know, it's all that evergreen environment where the stuff is basically the same and just can be ported forward as many times as they want to. And we have Cyberverse as a quote-unquote main line in the regular stores, but Generations takes up that whole, you know, here's a more articulated, more complex, more detailed toy point. And I'm just not sure where detailed, posable Cyberverse designs would fit retail-wise.
Yeah, this just looks like evergreen art to me. I don't think this is a hint of any new characters or anything like that. I just think it's very evergreen.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what this boils down to. But we did have those packaging mock-ups, which use, you know, similar art assets and there's at least the one character in common between them, so that it makes it a little bit more interesting, I guess.
It's probably associated with something. We just don't know what.
Do you think maybe it's this reissue line, but maybe specialty retailers and not Walmart?
No, because the Dinobot anymore.
Okay.
The Dinobot mold are gone.
Plus, would they even have this... that robot mode for Wheeljack, you know what I mean? They wouldn't have that. They would have straight up.
They would go with something that looks more
G1. That's true.
Yeah, they wouldn't have modernized versions. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's not really much of anything to go on here. I just wanted to mention that connection between this leak and the one we saw, you know, so many months ago, because there could be something to that, and maybe at Toy Fair we will find out something finally, or maybe not. Maybe this will just be another thing to pile on to the mystery that we already have.
We couldn't possibly find out anything at the show this weekend, could we?
Wonderfest?
Yeah,
It's vaguely possible. I wouldn't bet on it, because the authentic stuff, I don't think Japan's even ported over the Cyberverse stuff, have they? Let's go with no.
Yeah, that's actually a little odd.
Well, I guess the authentic makes sense with Generations and Studio Series.
They don't need a show line. That's a I don't know. That just seems weird to me.
Transformers Adventure ended before Robots in Disguise did too. So Takara probably may have decided, you know, we don't need this extra line. We can get by with, at the time, Legends and the movie toys, which they're probably right. Okay, so a video review went up recently for the Siege Leader Optimus Prime based on Cybertron Optimus Prime. So we've got that available to view on T-Formers, and also a selection of screenshots from that, so you can take a look at the toy. I'm kind of torn on this. Like, I have a soft spot for that original Cybertron Optimus Prime. That's a big, fun toy. This does look more poseable and easier to handle, but it just seems like it's missing some of the charm of that original one.
I'm okay with it because they gave it so much more new stuff than we ever probably would have imagined. Like, the fact that it has those guns and everything, like, just, I don't know. Like, I get what you're saying, and it's not wrong, but at the same time, they went further into this than I really would have expected them to. So, I dig it.
I like the way the cab robot looks with the retooling.
Yeah. It's a non-G1 Optimus Prime, so I'm legally obligated to buy it as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, the cab robot looks a little bit Star Convoy. A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that.
But I kind of dig that. I really do appreciate that they went outside the G1 well to find something to retool Ultra Magnus into.
We need to ask them why.
Doing a powered convoy redeco of that, or even slight retool, would have been so much easier and more straightforward, but they went to this instead, and, like, you know, that's great. I'm really happy about that.
I still want that, though. I want that in, like, selects or something.
I wouldn't mind still getting the Combiner Wars Leader Ultra Magnus in Diaclone colors.
I'll take all the Diaclone Magnus that they give me. What do you think? And do you think we could get a repaint of this Prime, though? As, like, do you think we could get a Nemesis Prime exclusive or something down the line? I've seen a lot of people saying that this would look good in purple. I would want a Nemesis, but I would also gladly take a purple.
If Amazon wants one, sure.
That's probably how it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only reason we were able to get Power of Nemesis, Prime.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting so many of the other exclusive packs from those listings. We're getting several other exclusives that, like,
I feel like a leader is inevitable
at some point.
And see, I'm just the opposite. I think, like, with the quantity of stuff we already know about, that getting that would, more. Wow,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd want to, like, push it too far because they've gone down that road in the past and it's kind of burned them.
It could be something like an SDCC exclusive, too. Just a Black Optimus Prime. I mean...
Yeah, maybe. A new skateboard Optimus.
It's not like they've done that before.
Oh, yeah!
Good toy.
And finally, speaking of random recolors, we have official images of Golden Lagoon Soundwave, which is a Wonderfest 2019 exclusive.
Well, now you
this is a beautiful, and I use that word extremely loosely, redeco of Titans Return Soundwave in Golden Lagoon colors.
I have to say the jarring difference between the gold and the butterscotch doesn't seem as bad on this as it did some of the other figures. It doesn't seem that's damning with faint praise, I know, but I just see
Linkin Park Soundwave.
Yeah.
That makes me want it.
But you do realize
such a horrible child.
Yeah. But you do realize now that what this now means is that we are getting Omega Supreme. They could do a Golden Lagoon Omega Supreme next year because he was electrified. Wow.
So they have done one exclusive Titan redeco, which was Grand Maximus as a Takara Tummy Mall exclusive, which had to meet a pre-order number requirement before they would even commit to producing it. So, like, yes, it is something that is possible that would happen, but the probability is extremely low.
It'll never make it to production.
But Takara has surprised us with Stranger Things like Grand Galvatron. And Sky Rain.
Is that stranger? But that's strange in a cool way, not like a dumb and nobody will buy it way.
And like Skyrain is just Takara Tomy having the set of molds that they need to use somewhere.
Yeah. I was going
to
say, that was thrown upon them. Yeah, and they were true. Just like,
Grand Galvatron was crazy and fun, as Galvatron should be.
It's just
I love that set. That's one of my favorites.
It's just when I saw Omega, that was the first thing I thought is, oh god, they're going to do a Golden Laguna Omega. I just feel it in my bones.
If they could, they would. But they.
So
my Starscream I like better than I thought I would. So the plastic isn't that bad with the chrome, but
And it's not Ghost Starscream either. So I mean that's a higher point in its favor. It doesn't feel like it's going to just crumble in your hands. Although it's gold plastic, so it might eventually.
I was going to say not yet.
Eric, you might remember earlier in the show I tasked you with a very important mission for us.
I tried. You were supposed to find the link,
and you couldn't.
Nope. Why did he have to make it something that wasn't like easy to think of?
TFRadio.net/Amazon to buy all your things, including BotBot's official t-shirts, which we probably have a short link for, but none of us remember what it is. Thanks, Brian.
You had one job.
If you figure it out, you win the prize of being able to use that short link.
Or you could just go to TFRadio.net/Amazon and like search for Transformers shirts, and it'll do exactly the same thing for us. You could also go to TFRadio.net/BBMovie and pre-order a copy of the Bumblebee movie on home video.
When's that come out? March? Actually,
I think that sounds right.
Too far away.
Yeah, no, it's actually sooner than I thought it would be. I was expecting, you know, late April-ish, I guess.
Hey, Rob found Rob found it? Yep. TFRadio.net/BB shirts. Which we should have figured that out, I guess.
Except that just makes it seem like Bumblebee shirts, not
Yeah, I know. That's shirt. That's exactly why I never would have tried that. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for making me look bad, Rob.
well, Rob Clay is the toy detective.
The first result isn't a BotBot shirt. It just says, I want pizza, not your opinion. Then after that, you get all the BotBot shirts. But the first one isn't that.
Well, if you buy I want pizza, not your opinion shirt through our link, it'll still help us out, even though it's not a BotBot shirt. But totally buy a BotBot shirt because official BotBots merchandise. What's not to love?
I want all of them.
See, be like Eric. Be a rabid consumer. Kick some money back our way to keep the show running. It helps us out. It doesn't cost you anything more.
Well, I stopped
that's by our the... expertly crafted Amazon plug for this week. What, Don?
I stopped by the Walmart on the way home to pick up some groceries.
We don't have an affiliate program with them, Don.
No, I know, but I was out of Miracle Whip. I need a Miracle Whip. And
you know you can get what you can get on Amazon, Don? Miracle.
Please.
TFRadio.net/Amazon for all of your disgusting condiment needs.
But the Walmart did have the BotBot, what, 8-packs?
Yeah,
they had them, and I looked at them. It's like, these are really neat looking. I still have no desire to buy them, but they're neat looking.
Don't get off my show.
But I think I love the names more than anything else. The names are just awesome.
But yes, if you need horrible abominations against nature and crimes against humanity, such as Miracle Whip, TFRadio.net/Amazon. You can also get the toilet paper you'll need for when that comes out of you, either through up or down, and all kinds of other daily necessities. TFRadio.net/Amazon. So let's see. I could try to have Rob do what's on T-Formers this week through the chat, but somehow I don't think that would work out quite as well as I hope. So I'll just do it myself. This week on T-Formers, we have a gallery. Jack shot this himself. He's actually got a new camera and is doing quite a bang-up job with his photos. It's a gallery of the Encore Big Convoy. And Jack actually has several versions of the Big Convoy mold, including at least one of the Lucky Draw ones, the gold chrome ones. So there's some pictures toward the end of the gallery with all of the Big Convoys together. And especially there is some side-by-side with the original release Big Convoy, so you can see how much the Encore differs. It's a good gallery. I recommend everybody to go check that out and see, you know, just how pretty that toy is and, you know, see how insanely particular Jack's toy collection is with the lucky draws of things that look like Optimus Primes.
It's actually really cool. I kind of wish I had some of those rarities too.
Wow, that's so cool.
I know, right?
I'm looking at it now. Wow. I would never want to have to buy that, but that looks so cool.
That it's one of the cleanest colors. I should. It's just one
color.
No. I mean robot mode. I mean it's just everything is just so. I don't know. It's just pretty. It's
bright and saturated.
I thought you meant the lucky draw one. That's why I said one color, new one. That makes more sense. I was like, gold.
Yeah.
Encore maps the animation style coloring because you've got big blocks of bright colors, but it looks really good on that mold.
It does. You know, I still think I like Ultra Mammoth better.
But I want the blue one too that's coming out.
Yeah, so in late February, I think, the Encore Blue Big Convoy, which was itself originally a lucky draw, I believe, is supposed to be coming out. So it's not Ultra Mammoth, but it's
blue. Powered Ultra or Diaclone Ultra Mammoth?
No, it's not dark enough.
Yeah, but it's not the closest thing it is to.
Not really, though, because I think the robot's all blue, too.
Oh.
Well, because it's a lucky draw toy.
But it looks cool.
Yeah, actually, it's an animation error, because that was Diaclone Big Mammoth, you know, but they changed it for the movie.
So you can find this episode and the show notes for it at tfradio.net/608. You can send us a voicemail or a text message. It works either way to our voicemail or text message number at 931-99-GOBOT, 931-994-6268. You can find us on social media. We're on Twitter at TF Radio, Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. On Instagram, we changed it up a little bit. We're at TF Podcast. You can find Rob Springer at RoboRobSpringer on Twitter or zonebase.org. You can also catch his monthly podcast at the start of the month on tfradio.net. And you can find John DeLuna, who is not here this week, at that John D everywhere except on the show this week.
And LinkedIn.
Yeah, he's not at that John D on LinkedIn either, because I don't know. Let's see, who else isn't here? Melvar can be found on Twitter. Rob will prefer to be found at Flailthroughs on Twitter. That's his video game account. You can find him on Flailthroughs on YouTube also, where he posts his Gundam Battle Operation videos and other video gaming content. And he is at Figure Reviewers on Twitter, where he talks about toy things. He also has a private personal Twitter account, which you probably don't want to follow because, you know, private personal Twitter account and opinions and things like that. He likes having his public space and his private space, and I respect that. I just can't make that transition myself. You can find me on Twitter at ChrisRTXV, or you can follow me at PlayWithPhotos on Twitter for random photos I post and to catch the latest updates from PlayWithPhotography.com, such as the preview gallery for Studio Series 38 Optimus Prime. I've also found a little workaround to post to Instagram from my computer instead of bouncing stuff to my phone. So you can follow Play With Photography on Instagram, too, where I'm also cross-posting photos. Let's see, I think that covers Brian Kilby, at B Kilby on Twitter, and the RFC Daily. And is he still doing the Happy Daily?
Yep, one came out yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, some of that's at tfradio.net, some of that's at briankilby.com, I think. You know where to find the stuff. He says it every week. Diecast.
You can see my new review on tfradio.net/reviews. You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. And you can like my page on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Don?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Eric?
You can find me, if Instagram's your thing, at Aramis Prime on Instagram, but mainly on Twitter, at Eric Crowbar. And also on YouTube, I'm doing this fun thing with my brother. The channel's called Bro-tatoes, but you're not going to find it if you search that because it's so small right now. So go follow my Twitter, and I'll tweet it out. So it's fun.
So what's that about?
It has nothing to do with potatoes. We both just love the name. It's us doing random, like, video letters to each other. they have to have certain topics. There are certain rules. It's kind of funny. So,
okay, interesting concept. I'm not sure I quite get it, but okay,
it's weird. Have you ever heard of? I'm going to get it wrong because I don't know what it was, but I think it's called Vlogbrothers. It's a relatively popular thing. I don't know what it is either. I just know that he took the basis of what we're doing somewhat from that. I think it has to do with, I forget. It's not standard YouTube people, but it was two people that started to do it. I don't know, but it's fun.
So, Jason.
I don't know how I follow that. Instead of
following... Well, you click the follow button and then...
Very, very true. Instead of social media this week, I just suggest everyone, you know, if you spend some time with your family or anyone you haven't seen recently, just go spend some time with them because you never know how long they're around for. So I'd suggest doing that.
That's very true. That's good advice.
Thank you.
But you're also Jason S. Kirk on Twitter, correct?
That too, yes.
Yes.
You ruined his moment.
No, that's fine.
I'm adding to the moment, you know. I respect Jason's choice of the message he chooses to send, but at the same time, there's no reason to not also, you know, point people his way on social media if they should be so interested as to follow him.
I appreciate that.
Also, I forgot during the whole info dump earlier, you should definitely check out Rob's Patreon at patreon.com/foilthroughs and throw a couple bucks his way every month to help support his video game channel. And you can also then request special coverage of mobile suits he has available in his games. And then there's also my Patreon, which I'll go ahead and throw in here at patreon.com/playwithphotos, I hope. It's linked from playwithphotography.com either way. I recently changed the URL to actually reflect what the... Yes, patreon.com/playwithphotos. I just went and checked on my own website. Good job, me. So that'll be our show for this week. Thanks for being here. Thank you, Eric, for sitting in and filling space. You're so reliable for, you know, stopping there being an empty spot in the Skype window.
Thank you for not getting hit by a tornado.
Yeah, I'm actually fairly appreciative of that myself. I think I did a really good job.
You did.
Thanks everybody for listening and being here live with us, and thanks for hanging out in the chat with us. We love having you every week, and I think that'll do it for us. Bye
everybody. Bye
everybody. Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.